Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive. I'm Brandon Johnson with the Utah Humanities Council, with a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history. 230 years ago this week, the same year the Declaration of Independence was signed, a group of Spanish explorers entered present-day Utah Valley. Led by two Franciscan friars named Silvestre Escalante and Francisco Dominguez, the expedition was launched to find a northern path from New Mexico to one of Spain's newest colonies, California. Dominguez and Escalante left Santa Fe in July, traveling north. By the time they reached what is now Colorado, they'd recruited 12 other Spaniards and two Ute men, members of the Timpanogets band that lived on the shores of Utah Lake. The two Native Americans agreed to guide the Spanish to Utah Valley. On September 23rd, they climbed a hill near the present-day Spanish Oaks golf course and were treated to a panoramic view of the pristine valley below them. Intending to push on to California, the Spaniards recruited a new Timpanogets guide and turned southwest. But their guide didn't stick around for long, and by October they were marching through snow. So they revised their plans and headed back to New Mexico. The Dominguez-Escalante expedition illuminates the competing claims people made to the land we now know as Utah. The territory remained on the fringes of the Spanish Empire even after word of the expedition got out. Occasional trading, trapping, and slaving expeditions made their way through the region, but few, if any, Spaniards actually chose to settle here. Still, the Spanish and the Mexicans, who won their independence from Spain in 1821, claimed the area as theirs. The Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, which ended the war between the United States and Mexico in 1848, legally turned the region over to the American government. But older traditions and claims still remained. When Mexican immigrants talk about crossing the border into the United States, they often don't refer to the name of the nation they're moving into. Instead, they call the land El Norte, the North, or the piece of the American West that was once the northern frontier of the old Spanish and Mexican empires. For KCPW's Beehive Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.